Hello guys, today we're going to talk about one topic which is very common in the States and sometimes it also happens in China, which is about energy. To be honest, this topic doesn't attract me so much, especially before I came to the States. I thought that this is a rare thing, happen randomly on specific type of person when they really eat some bad food. And I didn't recognize this as a very universal disease or the hidden bomb in every people's life. But after I came here, I heard that the pollen, the peanuts, and the dairy are the three most common triggers for energy. I suddenly realized, okay, maybe in some people's body, they don't have the specific type of enzymes, and they actually cannot eat some food. And that sum means a lot. So they have to give their freedom away because they want to live a healthy life. And sometimes the allergy is very serious. If you eat really the food that you shouldn't eat, you will maybe have the diarrhea. And sometimes you may be shudder. And you maybe like die. So that's very serious when you come to live your life. Actually, in my past life, I did have met someone who have multiple allergies in my youngest life. But at that point, I could not understand her because she has so many allergies. She cannot stand the dust, cannot stand the sunshine for a long time, and she is very easy to get tired. So whenever we are on our cleaning shifts for the classroom, she's always the one that could be left behind because she is sick and she's not as strong as other ordinary child. So she's always mocked and sneered by a lot of our peers. When I was young, I could not understand, and sometimes I was just like standing by and being like the quiet member or part of them. But after I getting older, I realized this is a very unnecessary thing because some people, they actually don't have that specific type of bacteria, so they cannot just do that. Yes.